This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. There's another phenomenon in all of this, which is I've noticed that many of the people who are calling this pandemic a hoax are themselves not prepared for a pandemic. And it's as if because they were not mentally ready for the events to unfold as they are unfolding, they have, I don't know if this is some kind of a psychological strategy of self-preservation or something. I'm not a psychologist, but there's a schism in their mind, and they are creating an alternate reality that makes them feel more comfortable and safe. And in that alternate reality, there is no virus, there is no pandemic, and in that alternate reality, the government, all the martial law and the isolation, the quarantine is just the government trying to enslave humanity. Now, I'm not denying that governments can become incredibly evil and murderous. As we've seen throughout world history, 262 million people have been murdered by authoritarian regimes. There's a name for it. It's called democide or democratic genocide, you could even say. But that doesn't mean that telling you to stay home and controlling the flow of people through the streets of a city during a pandemic doesn't mean that all of that is just because the government wants to kill you and that there's no virus. So the narratives that people tell themselves to avoid facing the reality that this is a pandemic, people are dying, and they did not prepare, they tell themselves these incredible stories. Oh, it's all the deaths are faked, they say. There's no virus. Genetic testing isn't real. I mean, the things I've heard. One person out there, kind of a prominent person in independent media, is saying that PCR testing doesn't work. That's like saying microscopes don't work. Can you imagine Semmelweis having an argument with people back in, what year was that? I don't know, it was kind of the mid-1800s or somewhere, maybe the late 1800s, before people knew there were germs, you know? And then Semmelweis is saying, look, when these doctors don't wash their hands and then they deliver babies, these women, they get sepsis and die. It seems like there's an infection that's carried by dirty hands and dirty aprons of doctors. And at the time he was saying that, there weren't really good microscopes. So there was a lot of denialism of the time. Ah, there's no such thing. Invisible germs. What are you talking about, Semmelweis? There's no invisible germs. What are you talking about? And that's what we're hearing today. It's as if some people are saying microscopes don't work. Well, I run a science lab. I can assure you, microscopes do work. They amplify light, and PCR testing amplifies DNA sequences, basically protein sequences. I run mass spec instruments that amplify the signals of mass to charge ratios of individual elements. It's called ICP-MS. We measure parts per billion elements in food and water. And the technology is real. It really works. It's not voodoo. We have a triple quad mass spec instrument. We shatter organic molecules using electricity, and then we measure the mass to charge ratios of the shattered fragments in order to identify the fingerprint of the original molecule. That's not fiction. It's really happening inside the instrument, which really has vacuum pumps in it to pull strong vacuum so we have a better signal to noise ratio. It's all real. It's real physics. It's real chemistry. And DNA is real. PCR replication is real. And this virus is real. And I have no more patience for the idiocy, the scientific illiteracy, and the rampant denialism that is placing other human beings in harm's way. And everybody out there has got an opinion on this, and almost nobody is qualified to talk about virology or epidemiology or the exponential spread of a pandemic. The average person in America today doesn't understand metric units, much less virology. If I say how many micrograms per milliliter, heads explode. We almost should have some kind of a, I wish we had some kind of a, like a private open accreditation program where you could just be tested and then get some kind of an accreditation to say, yeah, you know something about this subject. So that when you talk online, there would be some level of accreditation, and it can't be the university system, because you can get a PhD in transgenderism now. So a PhD doesn't necessarily mean you know anything about other subjects. But I find that all these independent media people who are calling this a hoax, they act like they're experts in epidemiology, and yet they don't even understand how viruses invade mitochondria of human cells and reprogram them to replicate themselves. They don't even understand the basics of how viruses work. But they will sit there and tell you, well, I think this is not a big deal. Like Rush Limbaugh, he'll be on his radio show, and he will literally say, oh, don't worry, America, 98% of the people who get this will survive. Not realizing he's admitting that there will be 3.3 million deaths if half the population is infected, because that's what 2% case fatality rate comes out to. So he mocks himself. He demonstrates his stupidity, his scientific illiteracy, his mathematical ineptitude every time he speaks. Rush Limbaugh knows nothing about science, about health. He is disqualified, in my opinion. He is insanely unqualified to speak about infectious disease. And so are most other people commenting on this. Suddenly everybody's an expert, even though you don't have any background in science, even though you probably can't do basic math. Suddenly you're an expert? Really? And the same goes for left-wing media people too, by the way. I'm not just picking on Rush, but there's plenty of left-wing media people like Brian Williams who can't do math. Remember that bit with that New York Times reporter that came on to his show, MSNBC? And they said, yeah, gosh, Mike Bloomberg spent $500 million on his campaign. And then they said, that's over $1 million for every person in America. I'm like, what? Because $1 million for every person in America, well, let's see, there's 327 million Americans times a million, which is 10 to the 6, would be $327 trillion. And Mike Bloomberg did not spend $327 trillion. He didn't even spend $327 billion, which is 1/1000th of the 327 trillion. He didn't even spend $1 billion. So Brian Williams was off by almost 10 to the power of 6, which is pretty damn far off if you're going to start citing numbers and spouting nonsense on MSNBC. And I'm not saying that I've never made a mistake. Sure, we've all made mistakes, but there's a difference between making an honest mistake versus someone who is utterly mathematically and scientifically illiterate pretending that they're an expert. They have no clue. Most of these left-wing journalists and most of these conservative journalists who are talking about this, they have no clue how viruses spread. They haven't run any projections or models. They couldn't even build a spreadsheet if you asked them. They can't even do simple math. They don't, I mean, the average person out there seriously doesn't understand the difference between a million and a billion and a trillion and a quadrillion. And don't even try to go the other way. Don't even try to go like, oh, milligrams and micrograms and nanograms. Don't even try, because people can't do math. We live in a society where almost nobody understands numbers, and yet this phenomenon that we are observing, this virus, is all about mathematics. It's about numbers. And if you don't understand math, you will have no clue what's happening. Because, you know, ultimately, biology is mathematics. Did you know that? Chemistry is mathematics. The structures of molecules, protein folding, the ionic charges. It's all math. Even physics is all math. It all comes down to mathematics, spin states of atomic components, atomic nuclei, orbital shells of electrons, even the three-dimensional shape of those orbital shells, which are clouds of probability. It's all mathematics. And chemistry is just the aggregate of physics, atomic physics, and then biology is just the aggregate of chemistry. And viruses simply hijack the laws of mathematics and chemistry and physiology in order to replicate themselves, even when they're not living. They're not even alive. They are code. They work because they can. They replicate because cause and effect exists in our universe. As the flow of time moves forward, causes lead to effects. Something comes first, and it causes something else to happen as a result. And if that sounds incredibly simple, it is still a concept that escapes the minds of most people talking about almost everything today. All this crazy, magical thinking out there. Magical thinking. From transgenderism to flat earth theorists, people want to create their own delusional worlds. Even the deniers of this pandemic, they want to create their own worlds. And so they fabricate all these false laws of physics. And the flat earthers say there's no gravity. Did you know that? No gravity. They say that the earth couldn't possibly be orbiting around the sun because you would feel the wind in your hair. like riding a roller coaster. That, seriously, they have the cognition of a five-year-old. They don't understand why you don't feel the acceleration of gravity if you're being accelerated by gravity, because it bends the fabric of space-time, so there is no apparent acceleration felt in your body. When gravity whips you around a larger solar mass, such as the sun. So whatever, you know, I can't fix stupid. I can only try to implore people to try to be less stupid and start acting responsibly and try to be intelligent and specific in what you say. And yes, maybe I haven't done the best job of that in my own past as well. I do know that since I've become a lab scientist over the last few years, my thinking has become more precise. My understanding of the world has become more clear. I'm not saying science is the only path to knowledge. It certainly isn't. There are many paths to enlightenment, spiritual paths, consciousness, many things. But I will say this, that when I cover this pandemic as a journalist, as a commentator, I'm not covering it from a point of view of entertainment. I'm covering it from a pro-human point of view. I want you to be informed with accurate information. I'm doing my best to model this. I've built the mathematical models. I've even released them publicly. You can download my spreadsheet, which has all the formulas in it. I released it publicly, open source. I want you to be informed of what's coming. I want you to survive. I want you to do well. I want humanity to survive. Yes, with our freedoms intact, which I believe we will, if we demand them, if we do not surrender our freedoms, but we act with responsibility as adults. You see, we must marry these concepts. We must remember and tell ourselves, yes, I have the freedom to go walk around this city and be in a crowd today, but I have the wisdom to avoid doing that. Because I'm going to think today, I'm going to think about people beyond myself. This is what I implore people to do. Stop being a nation of narcissists and self-absorbed, self-deluded, suicide cultists. If you want to live, then act in a way that allows others to live among and around you. If you want to be free, act in a way that respects other people's freedoms. If you want to have the right to speak, then have the wisdom to limit your speech to the subjects on which you can speak with some measure of credibility or authority. Don't simply open your mouth because it's entertaining. That is not useful to society, and it's an embarrassment to the ideals of human greatness, frankly. so much we can aspire to, so much we can achieve as the most intelligent species on the planet. Well, at least seems until recently, perhaps. And yet, we are mired in popular stupidity, arrogance, selfishness, narcissism, self-destruction, suicidal tendencies, mass mental illness, delusional thought bubbles, censorship, socially engineered censorship, the crazed mobs shouting at the tech giants to ban independent media voices like myself. I've been banned everywhere. Not because I use my platform to offer irresponsible speech, but because I use my platform to offer truthful speech. Speech that a society mired in deception and self-delusion did not wish to hear. Well, it seems that times have changed. It seems that the era of delusion is rapidly collapsing. The delusion of the stock market producing endless wealth for everyone without effort. The delusion of a healthcare system that is prepared to defend your health. The delusion that the dollar holds value. The delusion that we can outsource everything to China and become wealthier as a result. The delusion that we are made healthier by relying on pharmaceuticals and vaccines. The delusion that our senators in Congress represent our best interests and that they would never get a classified briefing from the FDA and then start selling stocks like mad while telling us publicly, everything's fine. See, all these delusions are cratering one by one. Even the delusion that many of these independent media voices have some credibility, they do not. They are court jesters. They make jokes of themselves. All these delusions are being shattered because, as I've said before, the coronavirus is the ultimate truth machine. It's causing the truth to emerge, the truth about even the filth of liberal cities, the high-density population centers that are unsustainable, artificial death traps, which is what I've called cities like that for many years, death traps. The illusion that living in a city is an environmentally sustainable activity. It isn't. Cities are artificial. They require the importation of food and fuel just to function, and the exportation of human waste and feces, and cities full of human shit that are dumped on farmlands around the cities. No wonder everybody's buying so much toilet paper. There is a lot of human shit being produced in the cities, and it is toxic. The food going into the mouths is toxic. The pharmaceuticals are toxic. The waste products are toxic. The minds are toxic because what they're eating is toxic. Mass mental illness is now the norm, and mass medication has become the fix. We are a nation of chemically addicted, mentally ill lunatics, and we've now reached peak lunacy. Peak lunacy where, in the middle of a pandemic, our CDC cannot produce testing kits. Our FDA cannot allow people to tell the truth about vitamin C. Our president will not mention that people should grow their own food. We've become a society of such dysfunction, a society so rooted in self-destruction and delusion that we cannot function any longer. We cannot sustain this broken, failed, decrepit system any longer. And that's why it's tumbling down. The virus did not bring down society. We did. The virus simply flicked the first domino that began the cascade of self-destruction that we had built. We of society, with our illusions that companies on the stock exchange can have no earnings and no assets but be valued at tens of billions of dollars. Pure illusion. Pure self-delusion. And the virus reveals it all. The virus is the ultimate truth machine. And the truth is that human civilization, as you have lived it, as you have observed it, is built on pillars of lies. Lies. Lies like, you can kill babies, it's okay, they're not living. Lies like, oh, there is no God. Lies like, don't worry, we can print more money. It won't hurt anybody. We're just printing money. Lies. Like, oh, we can let the tech giants control what we're allowed to say and read and speak and think because we need community guidelines to control human thought. Lies like, oh, the senators and the members of Congress, they represent us. They don't represent Big Pharma. No, that they represent us. Wow, what an incredible lie. Lies like the drug companies will save us. Vaccines will be the savior of humanity. Lies like, nutrients don't work. Lies like, you don't need to grow food locally. No, we're going to do it in a centralized monoculture, genetically modified, pesticide-laden agricultural system that is pretty much global death by design. All lies. Lies that we don't have to think about others. We don't have to think about ecosystems. We don't have to think about the oceans. Don't worry. We're just going to plunder the oceans and collapse the fisheries, destroy the ecosystems. We're going to clear cut these forests so we can grow more genetically modified soybeans so we can have soy protein extract for your protein products at Whole Foods. Lie after lie after lie, and the virus is exposing them all. Humanity is now experiencing what it has set into motion, such as the big lie that we can build weapons that destroy human beings without consequence, that we can build and deploy nuclear weapons and biological weapons and chemical weapons, and cyber warfare weapons and censorship weapons and information weapons, and we can do that without consequence. It's a big lie. It is a suicidal lie, and it's coming home to roost. The structure of the world post-pandemic will not be the world in which you grew up. It will not be a world you recognize. It may be a worse world. It may be a world of chaos, but at least it will no longer be a world of these lies. It may be a world of tyranny, but at least you'll know the tyranny is in your face instead of the secret, silent, stealth tyranny of censorship and NIH funding of selective science, the silencing of truth. I'd rather have tyranny in my face than silent, secret, stealth tyranny while people are telling us that we're free. Don't lie to me any longer. At least if there's tyranny in our face, we can fight it. With this secret, silent tyranny, there's nothing to fight. So now, moving forward, I intend to double down on my commitment to humanity to help people gain information and knowledge and truth that can help us defeat this virus. It can help us stay alive. It can help halt human suffering as much as possible. Maybe we can rebuild society with a better structure, better ideas such as health freedom and freedom of speech applying to all the tech giants, every platform, freedom of speech. But it has to be married with responsibility and knowledge. And yet we have been stripped of knowledge. We have been de-educated. We have been programmed and brainwashed by design, by the system, to keep us ignorant, keep us down, turn us into obedient workers. I think that era has come to a close. If you are tired of being an obedient worker, then join me and rise up and teach yourself the truth. Act responsibly. Demand freedom. And help me and others like us rebuild the next society after the collapse of this one. We will get to shape what follows, because this system is coming to an end. Over the next few years, it comes to an end. The next system that replaces it, that choice is up to us. And we cannot have a mindset of five-year-olds. We cannot think of ourselves as entertainers. We cannot be petty and selfish and self-deluded. We must be informed and compassionate, intelligent and wise. We must be thoughtful and careful, measured in our words and in our deeds. And only from there do we demonstrate the kind of society in which we wish to live in our shared future. And no, none of this is scripted. I'm just talking to you. I'm just saying what I feel in my heart and in my spirit. I did not write a word of this, probably why I'm rambling on longer than I intended, but this is a truth. And I invite you to share this truth with me. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this at pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. And as long as we are online and on the air, I will do my best to bring you more information and to act with responsibility, with passion, with courage and dedication to a pro-human, pro-freedom, pro-truth future. That is my promise to you and to God. There is no other pathway that I will walk down other than just that. For the rest of my days, whatever days I've been blessed with, that is the path that I shall walk. And I thank you for your support, and I offer you my blessings and my prayers. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.